Psalm 32 now. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Now, you see, he's instructing us here. What he's attempting to do is, he's telling us here of the fact that he's been forgiven and that he had made his confession and he'd received forgiveness and there was complete restoration and he'd found shelter in God and he was given a song of deliverance. All of this is here. Blessed is he. Now, that word blessed, again, is the word happy. Ashrei, the Hebrew. We have had that one time before, way back in the first Psalm, and that opens the book of Psalms. Blessed is the man. Happy is the man. Now, the blessedness that was in that first Psalm, that was the blessedness that only a perfect man can enjoy. Well, believe me, I don't know about you, but I'm not perfect. And it speaks, actually, of the Lord Jesus. He was the perfect man. Blessed is the man that walketh not, that standeth not, that sitteth not. But then it tells what he does. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And that law condemns us. Didn't condemn him at all. Now, the law written in commandments and ordinances cannot give man blessedness. It demands a perfect obedience which man cannot obtain, and it does pronounce a curse on him. Galatians 3:10, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things written in the book of the law to do them. And there's no man that can honestly stand up and say that he measures up. Now, if you do, you can ask the Lord Jesus to move over from the right hand of God, that that's your seat, and for him to sit on the left-hand side, that you want the right-hand side, because you are perfect. Well, you are not, and I'm not, but he is. Now, that's a blessedness. Happy is that man. Well, now, what about here is a blessedness here and a happiness. Then what kind is it? Christ died for our sin. And in his blessed death, as the substitute of sinners, he met and satisfied the righteousness of God so that the holy God can now be a just God and a Savior. He can be just and the justifier of all those who believe in Jesus. Now, therefore, when faith is exercised in him, it's counted for righteousness. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness, and it's recorded that way. Now, in this way, thousands of Old Testament believers, going back and beginning with Abraham, and even before, they were saved in anticipation of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is this we have here? We have here the blessedness of a man whose sin has been forgiven. You know what kind of happiness that is? Do you know what joy that is? And now, here is a very wonderful thing as we open this psalm. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered, and covered by the blood of Christ. Now, blessed is the man, happy is the man, unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Now, he doesn't impute sin, doesn't make sin, over to the sinner who trusts Christ. That sin was put on Christ, and he's been delivered for our offenses, raised for our justification. He knew no sin, but he was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What a wonderful thing. And so David relates his experience here, how he tried to hide his sin, how he kept silence. Listen to him now. When I kept silence, my bones became old through my roaring all the day long. David sat on the throne, he looked around over that crowd, and he said, I think he smacked his lips and said, nobody here knows. Nobody knows about my sin. I've got it pretty well hidden. But he says, my conscience bothered me, and even I had a bone ache. His bones even bothered him. And he began to lose weight. And the friends around him became uneasy. And they felt that he needed to go see the doctor, that he probably was suffering from some great disease. And then what did he do? Well, he kept just going through that. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. And if you're a child of God, you can sin, but you can't get by with it. That's the difference. The man in the world will get by with it. That is, temporarily. But the child of God can't get by with it, even temporarily. You remember Paul says, if we would judge ourselves, we'd not be judged. But what if we don't judge ourselves? Well, we're going to be judged. He'll deal with it. He takes his own child to the woodshed. One day, that man Nathan came in and says, got a little story to tell you, David. And Nathan pointed the finger when David said, who's the man? And Nathan said, thou art the man. You are the one. Your number's up, brother. You are the one. And David confessed it. Listen to him. Verse 5, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hidden. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. This is good instruction here for you and me, is it not? You're out of fellowship with God today, and you wander the way back. This is instruction for us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.